Hello, everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
She was only 3 weeks old when her mother would be tragically killed, leaving her with a father who would soon abandon her as well. Already burdened in his mind with seven other children, Linda would be separated from her siblings and given to her next of kin, a church-going aunt and uncle who would prove to be less than holy. At age 13, she would be molested by this same uncle, a deacon in the church, and thrown out of the only home she had ever known, the night of the abuse, leaving Linda devastated, confused, crushed, and ashamed. What could be worse? The perpetrator's denial that it even happened, as he continued to mask his sin Sunday after Sunday. Linda would later move in with another aunt and uncle, but by this time, the anger, rage, and rebellion of their once shining star and straight-A student would soon take its toll, and a mentor from church would be enlisted to help their niece with her now failing grades. The result? Yet another disappointment, and another predator, only this one was female. What started out as conversation soon led to a sexual relationship and a vow at age 16 to walk away from what church had become, a place of abuse, broken promises, abandonment, and neglect. Linda had had enough. What happened next, ladies and gentlemen, would spiral my next guest down a road of no return, and an eventual 15-year lesbian relationship with a divorced woman, her two small sons, and a life filled with alcohol, drugs, heartache, and pain. How did Linda break free to find true peace, hope, and joy? And what was the lie she had believed made her different? Was she really born this way, or could she be, quote, born again? Here to share the rest of her story in this exclusive part one of our two-part conversation is author, activist, and founder of Rescuing Ministries, Pastor Linda Jernigan. Pastor Jernigan, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you so much, Ms. Barr. I'm honored to be here.
Well, it is great to have you, and please call me Jensine, and I'll call you Linda if that's okay.
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
Great. Well, first of all, Linda, I want to publicly acknowledge a mutual friend, author and activist Alice Patterson, for bringing your story to my attention. Alice is the author of the groundbreaking Bridging the Racial and Political Divide, and through her efforts and yours and other Black Democrat pastors from Chicago, you helped defeat the same-sex marriage bill in Chicago, but we will be talking more about that in our second segment. For this segment, Linda, I'd like to bring our listeners up to the time you are seated in church in a drunken state at the request of your then partner in a last-ditch effort to save your failing relationship. Linda, you would hear words that would forever change your life, and this time truly change your life. Pastor Jernigan, would you please tell us that story?
Yes. Actually, that Saturday night, I had went out and began to party and drink and get high. And the young lady who I had been with for nearly 15 years, she had became intolerant of my alcohol and drug abuse, which led to late-night partying. And I came home about 5 o'clock that morning. She had already begun to attend church with a friend of hers, and so she had asked me several times prior would I go, and I said no, I didn't want to have any parts of church. And so this particular morning when I walked in, it was a Sunday morning, I was supposed to be home quite earlier than 5 a.m., and so I began to apologize and to tell her, you know, I'm sorry, I won't do this anymore. But it was something extremely different about her. I knew that she was intending to leave me. And so then I decided, well, you know, in a last-ditch effort to save our relationship, I will attend church with her. So I informed her of my decision to attend church. We left that Sunday morning. We went to the 11 o'clock service, and when I walked in, they were doing praise and worship. I was from a traditional church as a young girl, so I wasn't familiar with praise and worship. And so when I went into the balcony and I sat down and they began to worship God, the atmosphere was so electrifying until all of a sudden, even in my drunken state, because as I stated, I had been out, I had been drinking alcohol and using drugs. And so I still felt the effects of the intoxication. And so, but then I just began to cry and weep and lift my hands and begin to talk to the Lord. And I had no clue what I was doing or even why I was doing it. And as I began to just stand there and I was talking to God, he was talking back with me. Yes, in my inebriated state, the Lord began to really deal with my heart. But one thing I knew for sure, that God and myself could never be on the same page, because I felt as if I was born a homosexual. And so those was the words that I stated to him that day in that balcony. And I said, even if I did want to become a Christian, I wouldn't be able to, because I was born this way. I was born a homosexual, so therefore I can't change. And it was that day I heard the words of Jesus say to me that I could be born again. And when he told me that I could be born again, that put my whole sexuality, my whole sexual behavior under the microscope. And I went home and I thought about that and I thought about that. But while I was in that balcony, that was the thing that transformed my heart and gave me a different outlook on Jesus. And I accepted his invitation that day to be born again. And that was August of 2000. So that was approximately 13 years ago.
Wow. And you're now pastoring a church as a minister with a ministry, Rescuing Ministries, where you actually rescue homosexuals that are trapped in that lifestyle, that want to get out of that lifestyle, informing, educating, praying, and helping them to get healing and deliverance. So now, Linda, take our listeners to your darkest moment in this lifestyle. Obviously, in our past conversations, you said there was no way you could do what you were doing behind closed doors without being inebriated, without the drugs, the alcohol, all that you did. Talk about that a little bit, because that's the side of that lifestyle we don't hear anything about.
Yes, I'm a firm believer, based on my own experience and based on the experience and interaction that I have had with so many homosexuals and ex-homosexuals, that there's a level of torment and despair that comes with the homosexual lifestyle. And oftentimes, you know, I was known to have a great sense of humor. I was very aggressive, but on the inside, I was so filled with hurt and despondency. I was so tormented. I was angry. I was rebellious. But most important, I was suicidal and depressed all of the time. And it wasn't because of anything other than I knew. It wasn't society telling me this. This was my own heart, my own spirit. I knew internally that the behavior that I was participating in was not right. And so when I would get alone and be by myself, I would always hear that still small voice that would convict me. And in order to silence that voice or to even numb that voice, that's what the alcohol and that's what all the drugs and all of the partying and all of the over-the-top parties became more evident. It was a point that I just wanted to just numb the voice, because I felt like that I couldn't get right. It wasn't that I didn't want to be right. It wasn't that I didn't want to be normal or heterosexual. I felt as though I couldn't.
And that's the lie that you believed, which so intrigued me with your story. I have never heard anyone say that when they ask God, well, God, I was born this way, I can't change. But then God says to you, Linda, you may think you were born this way, but through me you can be born again. And that is the essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what sin you're in. If you're a lesbian, a bisexual, a transgender, an adulterer, a glutton, a murderer, a thief, these are all things that God's grace came to save and to change. And you are a phenomenal example of that. You went through a literal transformation. It didn't just happen overnight with you. Can you talk a little bit about that? It was a 2-year process for you. The bondage is broken, but now you're having to walk it out practically. What were your next steps at this point?
Yes, my transformation was very challenging because I wasn't like your typical lesbian. I lived my entire adult life as a man, meaning that I dressed like a man, I looked like a man, I wore men clothes, men shoes, men jewelry, men cologne. I did everything that males did. And so when I got saved that day, I had a low haircut, I had a full goatee as a beard, and I have never taken any kind of injections or hormones to grow facial hair. It just began to grow. I said once I connected with the devil, he gave me the manifestations that I needed to be successful in the lifestyle. And so when the Lord saved me and I accepted his invitation to be born again, then the journey of transformation began, where he began to deal with my heart about shaving my beard. And then after I shaved my beard off, then he told me to grow my hair out. And then after I grew my hair out, then he started telling me to change my clothes. And it was an entire transformation, and I'm still in that process as well. You know, I don't claim to have it all corrected 100% right now. What it is, I'm still in the process. I only wear women clothes, women's shoes, and all of that. And God is still softening me down, making me more feminine. And it's looking good, and I love it. I'm excited about it.
Well, praise God, praise God. And isn't he doing that with us all? I mean, the essence of the gospel has changed, and the Lord tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So not only did you do the practical steps on the outward, but then you've shared with me that you began to renew your mind through the Word of God.
Yes.
In anointed worship. You didn't try to go back to your lifestyle and make it work, although I think at the beginning you thought you could, but God clearly said no. You have to make a complete break from your partner and her two sons. And how is that relationship today?
Oh, it is absolutely fabulous. When I say God doesn't work, he does it completely. He does a complete work. We are really good friends. We still have boundaries, you know, that we don't cross. But we are really good friends. Her children, they have their own children and their own families now, so they didn't end up gay like people thought. You know, God just completely turned everything around, and for his glory, we're excited about that.
Well, I'm praising God with you, and this is the reason I wanted to bring you on testimony. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. You certainly have done that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to hear more from Linda Jernigan next week on testimony as she gets more into her story as well as what she is doing now, not just on the personal side of things in her ministry, but in Washington, in Congress. She was used to recently help to defeat the same-sex marriage bill in Chicago, and she's one that can speak from experience. Linda, thank you for being with us today on this segment of your story. We look forward to hearing more next week on Testimony. God bless you, and thank you for what you are doing to help set the captives free. God bless you.
Thank you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony. Is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender really, quote, born this way? Last week, you heard the riveting and heart-wrenching story of one such woman who believed she had been born a man and followed suit, literally, in her quest to fulfill what she thought she was, a man in a woman's body. in a 15-year lesbian relationship raising two small children, and the never-ending quench to suppress what she knew as a churchgoer was wrong, Linda's life spiraled out of control. Her partner had had enough of all the drugs, alcohol, partying, and petty crime. The gauntlet was thrown. Something had to change. And Linda would either go to church with her partner in a desperate hope to save their relationship, or it was over. She would hear words that would change her life forever. Quote, "Linda, you may think you were born this way, but through me, you can be born again." God was speaking, and Linda was listening. The veil had been lifted, the bondage to sin broken, and now the transformation would begin, so much so that no one could argue, yes, indeed, Linda Jernigan is indeed who God created her to be, a black and beautiful woman, full of grace, strength, beauty, and boldness, and one now who can boldly stand before her Maker, fully confident, unashamed, forgiven, cleansed, and renewed. So what is ex-lesbian Linda Jernigan doing today? Would you welcome back to Testimony in part two of our conversation, author of Delivered, Now What?, activist and founding pastor of Rescuing Ministries, an organization reaching out to homosexuals in support, prayer, healing, and deliverance, and those desiring true transformation by the power of the Holy Spirit. Please welcome Pastor Linda Jernigan. Linda, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you, Ms. Jensen.
Linda, there is so much to your story. Forgive the long introduction, but you have written a book, Delivered, Now What?, and your soon-to-be-released DVD detailing the accounts of your story, as well as many YouTube videos for anyone wanting to learn more. For our time together here today, however, I want you to speak to the LGBT community about the heart of your message, why you do what you do, how Christ changed your life, the real truth about what it is behind closed doors, and what you are doing now to affect change for all those that are listening. And in Washington, you've been before Congress, you've gone through the legislative process to the point of being used by God now to defeat the same-sex marriage bill in Chicago. Linda, would you please tell us more?
Yes, I was so honored and so blessed by the Lord to be able to be a part of what was happening here in Chicago to defeat same-sex marriage. Oftentimes, the gay and lesbian community, they get my message confused, and they accuse me of being a bigot and being filled with hate. And I have to reinforce to them and let them know that what I do it as an act of love. Because I have been in that position, I have been in their shoes, I have been in the lifestyle until I understand the pain and the torment that comes with that. And I understand that in that pain and that torment, there is a demonic presence of the spirit of suicide that runs through the gay and lesbian community. And so my hope is that they will hear this message of hope and know that there's another exit that they can take besides alcohol, besides drug abuse, besides suicide and anger and lawlessness. There is a way of escape, and that way of escape is through God's Son, and His name is Jesus the Christ.
Now, you say that you were, quote, delivered. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is when I accepted Jesus' invitation to be born again, that means that the power of the Holy Spirit then came into my life, and then God began to give me the power to become the woman that He had originally designed for me to be. Before I connected with Satan and decided to make to live the life according to the devil. And when I made the decision to live for God and to give the Lord my heart and to give Him my life, the power of the Holy Spirit entered, and He began to walk with me into this new life that He originally designed, where day by day He began to transform my mind, to transform my desires, to transform my attractions, to transform my taste buds, to take the alcohol and the nicotine and the lust for drugs. He begins to remove that and replace those things with the fruit of the Spirit out of Galatians chapter 5.
Now, you're a pastor and have been for the last 13 years. You have a ministry, Rescuing Ministries, that reaches out to the homosexual. And you will be coming out with a DVD that goes more in detail of your story to help educate the masses and those that are in the homosexual community. Linda, are you ever tempted, and I think you may have answered this already, with same-sex attraction? As the recent founder of Exodus International recently stated that he still is and still struggles with, and he's married, what do you say to him?
Well, I would say to him that you have to totally place your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And number one, you need to know the difference between being tempted of the devil. Satan does tempt me. He does have women to try to flirt with me and to make advances towards me. But Jesus was even tempted. And so that's an external temptation that we simply have the power to resist. Now, do I have internal desires and attractions that's coming from me? No, I do not, because that is the part that God delivered. He transformed and he changed my whole desire. So now when I look at women, I'm looking at women to look at their shoes to see if I could get me some shoes like that. I'm looking at their nails. I'm looking at their how they coordinate all of their clothes. And so there is a difference, and we must keep that into perspective. Just as when I go past a liquor store, I'm not drooling and foaming at the mouth for a beer anymore. That's because God did a complete work, not just in my alcoholism, but also in the place of homosexuality as well.
So what you're saying, it's a supernatural work.
Yes.
You've been baptized with the Holy Spirit, healed, delivered, and set free, not just in your body, but in your mind. So if someone is sitting in a dead church today where they don't talk about the Holy Spirit or the gifts, what are their chances of really getting set free? And what is the church's role in helping homosexuals overcome their lifestyle? And are they doing their job?
Well, I believe that the church has not done a good job in the past, but I believe that that tide is turning now, that the church is waking up. That the bride of Christ is waking up and saying, we need to deal with this, but not from a place of defeat. Because I believe some parts of the church begin to even wonder, could homosexuals really be delivered? Because they begin to buy into the propaganda of the world that homosexuals was born this way, so maybe this was a life sentence. And so now that the message is getting out about homosexuals being born again, I believe it is igniting the faith of the church. And so now I believe that we're going to be doing more, and I'm more excited about that.
And I love that you are actually on the front lines of this in a very impactful way. Again, you and other Black Democrat pastors and others helped to defeat the same-sex marriage bill in Chicago in our president's backyard.
Yes.
Gay rights has been promoted.
Yes.
By the highest office in our land.
Yes.
And even though a majority of Americans share the traditional view of marriage between one man and one woman, what next steps now, Linda, should we all be doing as Americans to fight for biblically based values in a meaningful and impactful way? And what are you doing?
Well, I believe, number one, the first thing we must do is stick to the truth. We must not water the truth down, that God is against homosexuality. He loves the homosexuals, and he wants the homosexuals to come into repentance. But we cannot change our message and make it feel comfortable for someone to digest. We must let people know that there is a way that we have to enter into the Lord, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can't change our message. We must be firm and very clear in our message. And then also we must talk about it. We must tell our children and our grandchildren. We must teach them. We must let them know, because they're learning everything from Hollywood, which is pro-homosexual, and from all the TV shows and from all the political propaganda, but they're not hearing it in our homes. They're not hearing it in our churches. So we're going to have to verbalize what God has said, so because faith comes by hearing. So the more they hear from us, the more that they will believe it too. And then thirdly, we need to get involved. We need to talk with our lawmakers, talk to our legislators, and hold them accountable and say, if you choose to vote in a way that does not represent your constituents will come together and we will get you out of office. And that is the message that we told our lawmakers here in Chicago. I testified before the House committee as they were debating the bill. And that's one thing that we say for sure. Homosexuality is not a civil right. Me as a black woman, that's a civil right. I can't change that. But homosexuality is something that is transformable, and so therefore we do not need to make laws that will accommodate the homosexual community. And we must hold our lawmakers accountable when they do things that we are not in agreement with.
And you are proof of that. You have actually come out as a transformed homosexual ex-lesbian. And who, Linda, can argue with that?
They can't argue with that. The homosexual community at first said that I would be back into homosexuality in less than a year. Then they gave me 2 years. And now that it has been 13 years, now they say that I was never gay. Even though I was with the woman for 15 years and I was involved in homosexuality for nearly 20 years, now they dispute the fact that I was even gay at all. And so that's because they have no answer other than they don't want to concede that homosexuality is a transformable behavior.
Wow, that is powerful. Linda, in our remaining moments, what can you say to the little girl or boy listening who is confused about their, quote, identity because they, quote, feel different?
Yes. What I would like to say to the young lady or the young man who may be confused because you feel different, first of all, you can understand that feeling different can be rooted in many things. And so God has created us uniquely and different. And so it's okay to be different. If you're having questions about your sexuality, then I would advise to basically talk with the Lord and begin to read your Bible and know that God created you male and female. And if you're having some attractions and you're having some desires that is contrary to what the Word of God says concerning your particular body makeup, then you can talk with the Lord and say, Lord, allow me to feel like what you have created me to be. It's just that simple. And he will start you on that journey to make you feel as a woman or make you feel as a girl or as a boy as he designed for you to be. It is possible. Don't lose hope. You can be transformed as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Pastor Linda Jernigan, author of Delivered, Now What?, and pastor of Rescuing Ministries in Chicago. You can contact Linda directly by going to her website, rescuingministries.com. Linda, thank you for being with us today and sharing your magnificent story, and God bless you for all you are doing for those that are trapped in a homosexual lifestyle and want out. You are proof that it can be done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Linda Jernigan.
Thank you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.